Gold Star preparation. We have covered a number of key areas that affect the quality of our voices. I just wanted to share with you my Gold Star business tool for ensuring you don't have any tension created by self-doubt or stress. This tool looks at all of the areas for preparation so you will be confident in your ability to perform. Number one, plan and research your journey the night before. Book train tickets before. Have a contact number in case of emergency. You want to avoid being apologetic because you have got lost or are late. Of course there are delays when travelling, but make sure you have prevented any unnecessary delays. Number two, research the company and who is going to be at the meeting or presentation. You would be surprised at how few people do their homework before an important meeting. And it isn't just the apprentice candidates. Googling names on the internet is really easy, so there's no excuse. Number three, plan some targets and aims for the meeting. But be realistic. One of my clients was attending a trade fair. She could have had targets of acquiring 10 bookings on the day, but it doesn't work like that. Instead, she decided to have a target of 30 people to talk to and gave her details to them. She achieved this and as a result began developing business relationships with some of the exhibitors, leading to paid work. Number four, how are you going to speak and what are you going to say? There's nothing wrong with having a set speech to describe your company when you meet people. With different meeting situations, it's worthwhile considering how you're going to say it and what persona will you use. The way I communicate with my son's teachers is very different to a company that are not providing me with adequate service. I have to adopt a different style for each situation. You might consider a particular style for clients and another style for colleagues. Or it might be that your company is creating a general style appropriate for their business area. Number five, finally, make sure you have enough time to do the warm-up exercises prior to your meeting and presentation. Even if you're late, spend a couple of minutes refocusing your mind and getting rid of tension. Use the time to relax and clear your mind. Good luck!